This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European finance ministers are meeting in Brussels today, and at the top of their agenda is the small Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus, population 850,000. It's in desperate need of a bailout. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so with everything else that's going on, Stephen, with Spain, with Greece, with all the rest of them, is Cyprus really a big concern?
Well, it's certainly in a lot of trouble, and it is a member of the Eurozone. If it doesn't get help, it could be forced out of the Eurozone with all sorts of repercussions. I mean, the euro might begin to unravel.
Well, what's the problem with it?
Like Iceland and Ireland, other small island nation states, Cyprus allowed its banks to get far too big. We're talking here, of course, about the part of the island that is Greek Cypriot and is therefore a member of the EU. The island's banks are heavily exposed to its neighbour Greece. These banks are effectively bust, and they owe a sum equal to the entire output of the Greek Cypriot economy, $22 billion.
But in the grand scheme of things in the EU, that is not a huge amount of money. Why is the rescue proving so problematic?
Because some of the biggest customers of the Cypriot banks are Russians. Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform says that's causing alarm among other EU countries.
By bailing out Cyprus, they are bailing out Russian oligarchs and financiers who have used Cyprus as a financial centre.
That's putting it very politely. Many believe the Russians, in fact, have been laundering money through Cyprus. Not really the sort of activity the EU wants to support. However, Cyprus has the EU over a barrel. Cyprus will very probably get the help it needs.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome, Jeremy.